my name is Nick Adamson. I'm the developer of TubeSim. In this second tutorial, I'm going to be showing you how to drive the train. So we're going to set up a scheduled run. We're going to set where we're going to and where we're going from. If you want more information about this, listen to the first tutorial. So we're going to select scheduled run.
Scheduled run. Select line.
Central Bakerloo line.
We're going to go with the Bakerloo line.
Select start station.
Harrow, Kent, South Kent, North Wembley, North Wembley.
We'll go from North Wembley.
Select end station.
Harrow, Kenton, South Kenton, Kenton, Wembley, Stone Pilesdon, Williston Junction.
We'll go all the way to Williston Junction.
Select start time. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. are considered rush hour, where distance between trains is much shorter. 12 a.m.
Okay, I'm going to select 10 a.m. again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 8, 9, 10 a.m.
Okay.
Total distance is 5 kilometres. Estimated journey time is 0 hours, 11 minutes.
Okay, so as you can hear, the platform is on my right-hand side. So if I push the S key, it will report my train status to me.
Status. Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors open. Rear lights off. Headlights off. Destination light off. Mode off. Ventilation off. Passenger lights off. Passenger heating off. Speed 0. Air pressure 0. Carriage temperature 18.
Okay, now I'm going to use the train's status computer screen. Listen to the first tutorial to find out how I got there to turn the various systems on. So, push C.
Timetable view.
Push C again.
Public address system. Train status view.
So I tapped C 3 times there to get onto the train status. Now I'm using comma and full stop to move down the menu.
Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors open.
Right, we'll close the doors. So I'm going to make a public address announcement, so I'm closing the doors.
Please stand clear of the doors.
Okay, so I pushed the number 3. Right, I'm now going to open the doors again, just because that's the way to get people on. And if you listen...
52.
There's now 52 passengers on board. I pushed the A key to hear that.
0.
And there are no people waiting on the platform. I pushed the Z key to hear that. So we'll go through changing, turning on the rest of the train systems.
Rear lights off. Rear lights on. Headlights off. Headlights on. Destination light off. Destination light on. Mode off. Mode shunt. Mode in service. Ventilation off. Ventilation on. Passenger lights off. Passenger lights on. Passenger heating off. Passenger heating on. Speed 0. Air pressure 0. Carriage temperature 10. Left hand doors closed.
Okay, so that is my train set up now. I know that if I push the F5 key, it will tell me what time it is currently on the system.
10 to 10.
So it's 10 o'clock. 2 minutes and 10 seconds. If I push F6, I can find out what time I'm due to leave.
10:02.
So I'm due to leave at 10:02, so I'm late. So I need to ask permission to leave. So I'm going to push F8.
Tango Sierra 523, ready to depart. Over.
523, clear to depart.
Okay,
over.
So now I'm going to push F9 to acknowledge the message.
523, acknowledged.
Okay, so I'm now going to push the number 3 to announce that I'm leaving.
Please stand clear of the doors.
I'm now going to push number 2.
This train is ready to depart.
Closing the doors, pushing the right shift. Okay, we're ready to go. Now I'm going to push the tab key. This is the dead man switch. You basically have to hold this all the time to indicate that there is someone live and conscious in the cab. This is how a real tube train system works. So, tab went on, you heard the dead man switch go on, and if you listen, you can hear the humming of the engines. So, I'm holding tab. I'm now going to push the up key 4 times.
0 to depart. Next station at 10, 5,
9. 9:20.
Okay, so I'm now going at 20 kilometres an hour. I'm now going to push the up arrow 6 more times to get up to 50 kilometres. I know that my train goes, every time I push the up arrow, it goes up by 5 kilometres an hour.
20. 28. 40. 40.
That's the sound of another train passing me. So
50.
I'm up to 50 kilometres an hour.
Speed
how do I
limit change to 75 in 200 metres.
Okay. So how do I know that I'm at 50? Well,
speed limit change to 75 in 100 meters. Speed limit change to 70.
Okay, I stopped him. I stopped him talking by pushing the control key. So how would I know what speed I'm at? I pushed the F1 key.
50.
So that told me 50. The engine voice also tells you that was the voice that you could hear on your slight left side. If I want to know
speed
what the current
change to 80. In
if I want to know what the current speed limit is, I push the F2 key.
75.
So 75.
Speed limit change to 80 in 100 meters. Speed limit change to 80 in 50 meters. Speed limit is now 80.
That bing tells me that the speed limit has changed. Right, so how far am I from my next station?
100 to station.
That was good timing. So, coming up to the station, I'm going to slow down.
Speed limit change to 65. 200 to station.
Right, at 100 meters to the station, I should be at about 30 kilometers an hour.
Speed limit change to
30.
100 to station.
Speed right, I'm now going to get down to about
24.
10 kilometers per hour
to station.
By the time I'm at 15 meters.
30
to station.
10.
Okay, I'm running at 10. I'll hear 10, 15.
15 to station.
There he is, 15 to station. I'm pushing all the way down.
Clear signal.
4. 0.
0 tells me I'm stopped. That binging in my right hand side tells me I'm at the platform. I'm going to release the tab key. That's the dead man switch off. I'm at the platform. I'm now going to push the number 1 key to do the announcement.
This is Wembley Central. This is a Bakerloo line service to Williston Junction.
Right, I'm now going to push the right shift to open the right hand doors. And as you can hear, people are moving. So if I'm now going to push the Z key to find out how many people I've got left aboard.
26.
26 people. And again, I'm going to push it.
14.
Yep.
6.
And again.
0.
Right. So now everyone that's going to board is now on board my train. So what time do I need to depart? I'm going to push the F6 key.
10. 5.
Okay, so I know I'm meant to depart at 10:05. What time is it now? I'm going to push the F5 key.
10, 6, 20.
Oh, I'm running late. So, radio on. Going to request the for permission to leave. So this is F8 I'm now pushing, same as I did before.
Tango Sierra 523, ready to depart. Over.
523, clear to depart.
Okay.
Over.
F9 to acknowledge the message.
523, acknowledged.
Number 3. Then number 2 to make the announcements.
Please stand clear of the doors. This train is ready to depart.
Right shift to close the doors. I'm going to engage the dead man switch. And I'm ready to go. So I'm going to push up 5 times.
0 to depart. Next station at 10.
Sorry,
nine,
push it up
nine.
10 times. So and I'm going to go back up to 50 kilometers an hour.
19.
What is my speed limit? And my speed limit is
65.
Oh, 65. So I'm going to go up a bit faster, actually. So
stop signal in 300.
Oh, I need to slow down.
49.
Stop signal in 200 meters.
38.
So there's a red light ahead. I can't go further.
33.
So I'm going to slow down.
27.
Stop signal in 100 meters.
16. 11. 10.
Clear signal.
Oh, right. Okay, let's go.
11. 21. 31.
Right, how far is it to my next station?
40.
I'm going to push the F3 key.
1,253.
So it's quite a long
59.
Way. 59. Oh, I'm speeding. 60, whoops.
68.
65.
Now that alarm was because I sped. I went faster than the speed limit, so F2 tells me the speed limit.
65,
and that's the current speed that I'm doing if I push F1.
65.
Yep, so there we go. Now, from this tunnel ambience, you can hear that I'm currently inside. The sound of the engine is echoing against the tunnels. Now, at some point, you might hear me go outside. I will shout when that happens, because I need to turn off the passenger heating if that is the case. Now, I need to monitor the distance to my next station, so F3.
318, 299.
I better start slowing down, because it's getting quite close
59.
Again.
2 to station, 100.
54. 48.
100 to 43. Station.
Oh, I'm coming in quite 75 fast this time.
To station.
37.
50 to station.
I'm going to have to push on my brakes a little, so that was the space key.
15 to station.
22.
Due to depart next station.
Oh, I missed it.
10, 12.
Speed limit changed to 45 in 90 meters. 9.
Now, what happened there was I was going way too fast and I overshot the station. And there's absolutely nothing I can do about that. I just 0. Have to carry on.
9.
Not a good demonstration of how to drive 19. A train. So, how far to my next station?
1,487. Speed limit changed to 45 in 50 meters. Speed limit is now 45.
50.
Again, I'm speeding, so I need to slow down.
44.
There we go.
40.
Speed limit changed to 30 45. In 200 meters.
I need to slow down even more. The 41. Speed limit is now down to 30, or it will be.
35.
Speed limit changed to 30 in 100 meters.
25.
Speed limit changed to 30 in 50 meters.
Okay, so I'm now at 30, so I'm not going to speed as I go through this.
Speed limit is now 30.
Yep,
speed limit changed to 80 in 1.
Crikey, there's lots of speed limit changes on this track. Right.
Speed limit changed to 80.
I'm going to wait until it tells me that I'm clear to go.
Speed limit is 30, now 80.
That's good. How long to my next station?
870. For
49. Okay, so I can go a bit faster than that. Let's get some speed 58. Up. Try and make up some of the time that I've lost.
68. 78. 80.
Flying along now. See how far we've got.
581.
Right, slow down to let's 50.
79. 74.
So again, 68. All the time I'm holding the shift, the tab key. That's my 62. Dead man switch.
300 to station.
And I'm using 58. The up and down arrows to change my speed. So
52.
About 200 meters away. So station. I'm slowing down.
Stop signal in 362 meters.
41. 36.
100 to station. Clear signal.
30.
70.
25.
50 to station.
This is 90. A much better stop this time.
30 to station.
About 15, I should be at 10 meters, kilometers an 10. Hour. There he is.
15 to station.
And then all the way down.
7. 2. 0.
An absolute perfect stop that time. So, release tab. Now, the platform, as you can hear, is on my left-hand side, so I need to push the left shift to open the left doors. Okay, and now I'm going to do the announcement, so pushing number one.
This is Harlden. This is it. Make a new line. Service to Willingston Junction.
Right, how many people have I got on my train? I'm going to push A.
114.
Okay, 114 people, and how many people are getting on?
0.
Nope, everyone's on that needs to get on. Right, what time do I need to leave? So I'm going to push. So that was A and Z to find out, remember? So, I'm going to push F6. What time am I meant to leave?
10:12.
And what time is it now? Push F5.
10:12.
Oh, I'm late again. Right, so what do I push? I push F8 to get permission. I push number 3 to make the announcement and number 2 to say I'm departing. So here we go.
Tango Sierra 523, ready to depart. Over.
523, clear to depart. Over.
Okay, and then that's...
Please stand clear of the doors. This train is ready to depart.
Close the doors. No, I'm having a good time there. I just opened the wrong doors. Oh, my safety score is going to be atrocious. Now I'm going to acknowledge my radio message.
523, acknowledged.
Right, and tab to engage the dead man switch. Oh, it's not working. Why isn't it working? It's not working because my air pressure has run out. If I push F4, I hear this.
13.
Yep, no, oh, run out of air pressure. So how do I do that? Now I could go via the train status thing. Screen, computer, or I could just push the B key. That's quite a useful one. So push B. Yep, there's the compressor. Now if I push tab, nope, still nothing yet. I haven't got enough air pressure. Oh, there we go. So I push tab and I heard that click. Tells me that I've got enough air pressure to go. So here we go, pushing up.
0 to depart next station at 10:15:09.
Okay, what's my speed limit? F2?
80.
19.
Oh, loads of time. Loads. I've got a nice high speed to 28. Get to. Now, how far to my next station? F3?
38.
983.
Oh, it's quite close, though, 47. So I don't want to go too fast.
57.
So maybe stop at 60.
63.
Yeah.
60.
Yeah, we go 60. So that little voice there
speed
is...
Speed limit changed to 30 in
2 minutes. Oh, slow down.
54.
Speed limit changed to 30 in 100 49. Meters. Speed limit changed to 30 in 43. 50 meters. Speed limit
changed
to 30. Speed limit changed to 35
32.
In. Speed limit changed to 35 in.
25. 30.
Speed limit changed to 35 in 50 meters.
I'm going to wait for that bin.
Speed
there he is.
Now
30. 35.
Okay, how far to my next station? F3?
374.
Okay, so not too far to my next station. So, I don't need to slow down quite so early because I'm not going quite so fast at the minute. So, when it says 200, I'll probably get it down to 30.
200 to
station.
There
he is. So I'm going to push down once, take us down a bit. And once it says 100, I'm then going to slow down all the way to 10. So I'm going to push down 4 times.
100 to station. 75 to station.
18.
50 to station.
Can I announce my next 30. Station?
The next station is 10. Williston Junction.
30 to station.
Okay, so at 15 I'm going to push down twice. Bring us to a stop.
15 to station.
Now this is the end of my run.
Zero.
Lovely perfect stop again. Right, I'm going to release tab. Now, platform on my left, so I would open my left-hand doors. Now, this is going to end my run because this is where the run ends.
Shift complete. Driver report generated to clipboard. Main menu. Scheduled run.
I hope you enjoyed that demo. If you have any queries, please read the documentation. Please go through the driver school, which explains a lot of that in a lot more detail. Or please contact me via my website. Thank you very much. Take care.